This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking the royals, and we're joined by Paul Guest and Liz Boardman, our English guides. The Queen has a lot of art, and she shares it quite generously.
She does, and it is beautiful. So there is the opportunity of visiting the art galleries of the Queen. And if you were to visit during the summer months of July and August, Buckingham Palace is open for you.
So this is something new in the last few years, that the Queen has actually opened up her house. Did she do that to make money or just to be nice?
I think there was some pressure, wasn't there?
Yeah.
From all the funds that the royals
received. Let's see your chandeliers.
See some money coming back in. And this building was just standing there. And it was decided to open up that premises as well as other premises.
And you need a reservation, I would imagine.
You do need a reservation, for all the royal premises. There's tours at Balmoral, isn't there? I went to Sandringham last year, which is a really interesting place.
So there's a lot of royal palaces scattered around the country, Balmoral, the castle
in Scotland, and so on.
But before we leave London, Buckingham Palace, open to the public with a reservation in the summer, July and August. But all year long, you can see the Queen's Gallery at Buckingham, and also up in Edinburgh. I was just in Edinburgh, and it's a wonderful exhibit.
The galleries just down at Holyrood Palace, as you said, again, beautiful galleries there. And Holyrood Palace, the official residence of the Queen, all the royals, when they're actually in Edinburgh itself.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful visit.
Don't miss that. Buckingham Palace also has, what is it called, the Mews?
The Mews with the carriages, and this is where you can see the gold coach that the Queen went to her coronation in, which is quite famous.
That's worth checking out.
It's beautiful.
Paul, if you're a royal enthusiast, what else would you want to see in Britain during your visit?
Well, I mean, I'm a little bit biased, having served on the Royal Yacht Britannia in my 12 years in the Navy. So I was in quite close proximity to the royals, not invited for game of cards at night, you understand, but the
Britannia is permanently moored up in Edinburgh in the harbour. What's the harbour called?
It's in Leith Harbour, which is a few miles outside Edinburgh.
Just a quick taxi ride, and it is one of the most interesting sites in any way, and a good look at the royal family as they're vacationing.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are surprised at the layout of the yacht. It's not elaborate in any way, shape, or form. It's just made for comfort.
Audio guide, and you can walk through there, and here's an intimate look at the royal. It's Queen Elizabeth said it was her favorite place to relax, I believe.
Yeah, it was the only place that she said she could truly relax.